Good evening, everyone. How are you guys doing tonight? Well, this is going to be the last night. Tomorrow, we're going to have a day off of fellowship and everything. And it's good.
Amen.
It's going to be good. So, praise the Lord. Let's worship Him tonight. Let's receive what He has for us. And let's go forth in it. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Holy Father, let the spirit of faith, and love come into this place as we sing praises to you and we give you glory. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Thank you. yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen.
Give the Lord a cheer. Praise be to you, Lord. You guys can stay where you are. Y'all may be seated. It's been a week. It's been 3 weeks of a week. We done 3 weeks of meetings in 1 week. Praise God. The Lord is good. He's good to me. He's good to you. He's good to his people. And on that note, I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 7. And I know we've heard this and heard it, heard it, heard it, heard it. Some people may say hurt it. But we can hear it again. Because it's good for us. Starting with verse 7. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Jesus speaking this. You ask and it'll be given. Seek and you're going to find it. Knock. And he's not going to keep that door closed. He's going to open it. You might have to bang a while. You know what I mean? You ever try to get me up when I've been sleeping real hard? Ann came over to my camper one time, tried to wake me up. She's banging on the door. She's banging on the windows. She's banging on the side of the thing. She finally just broke the door. And that was Airstream. I'd hate to have seen her if she was serious. She woke me up. Amen. Now, if she could put that same kind of energy into banging on God's door, what would happen? Huh? If you could put that same kind of energy into banging on the gates of heaven, what do you think would happen? The doors would open. He goes on. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son asks bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him. Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, so or do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. See, he goes through saying, ask, receive, seek, you will find, knock, it'll be open. But then he goes on and he wants to emphasize, look, God is better than you are. He's greater than us. And we, who are sinners and evil by nature, would give bread to a child that asks and not a rock, why can we come, why is it that we would come to God, our Heavenly Father, and ask and think He won't give it to us? I used to tell a story, and I used Ricky as an example. Coming home from work, candy bar in my pocket. The wrapper's sticking out a little bit. It's a tease. And Ricky, seeing me come, runs to the door and takes one look at me and sees the candy bar and falls down on his face and says, "Oh, Father." "Have mercy on me, oh, Father. For I have sinned against you and my mother. I did not obey her today and I was a bad boy. But oh, Father, if I could but just touch that candy bar, I would be so thankful." About that time is when I drop kick him and go smack his mother and say, "You broke that kid. What'd you do to him? There ain't a kid alive that would do that." Amen. Amen. Preach on, Brother David. I think I will. I mean, there ain't a kid alive that would come to the door and greet his daddy that way if he saw a candy bar in his pocket. It don't matter how bad he was that day. It really doesn't matter. Because when he sees his daddy, he's going to forget how bad he was. He sees that candy bar, all he's going to know is it tastes good. And Ricky was the kind of guy, and you can tell by looking at him, "I like his candy bars." Amen. Amen. And so do you. No, he'd meet me at that door and say, "Hey, Dad, how you doing?" "Oh, is that candy bar from me?" "Thanks, Dad." And he'd be gone. He'd just be talking to me long enough to get close to that candy bar so he could snag it. And off he'd go. And that's true. And I'm wondering, why, if you would do that in the natural as a child, and did not Jesus say, "Except you come unto me as a child"? Huh? You can't enter in? See, a child doesn't doubt. A child believes what his parents say. That's why it's so important for you parents to be honest with your children. Because they believe you. You know how hard it was for me to believe the gospel growing up? Because after all, my mama taught me there was a Santa Claus. And she taught me that there was a good tooth fairy. And she taught me that there was a sandman. And she taught me that there was this weird-looking rabbit that would hop around laying eggs. And she taught me that there was a dude named Jesus Christ. So, I found out she lied to me on the Sandman. She lied to me on the Santa Claus. She lied to me on that weird bunny. Why should I believe her about Jesus Christ? Huh? See what I'm saying? And you fathers teach your children how to believe in God. And you don't even know it. When you say a thing, do you mean it? When you say, if you do this, I will do that, do you follow through? If you do that to your children, when they grow up, they're going to be like you. It's going to be hard to believe God will do for them. You hear me? Let's throw that off. Let's throw that all off. Let's go back to the beginning. Go back to when you were a child and you believed and you trusted and believe God. Just believe Him. Just believe Him. Because if you won't give a stone to your child if he asks for bread, why would you think God won't give you those things you need when you ask Him? You need healing. You need deliverance. You need hope. You need faith. You need the Holy Ghost. Ask Him. And believe Him. You don't have to feel it. You gotta believe it. I remember a long time ago, I prayed for a truck. And the preacher laughed at me. He says, "Where's your truck?" "Oh, it's out there. Be careful when you back out. You don't want to run into it." And this went on for a long time. And one day the Lord delivered that truck exactly as I saw it. Exactly. I don't know if you remember that truck or not. And I couldn't wait to park it behind the pastor's dope car. The week I come inside, he said, "Hey, Richard, where's your truck?" I said, "It's parked right behind your car. Be careful when you leave." He laughed. That night after everybody left, he turns the lights off. Of course, when you turn the lights off, it's dark out there. He gets in his car, cranks it up, and backs. It's a little Chevelle. Little Chevy Chevelle. You know, those things are made like 10 cans. Backs right into that big tractor. Boom! I'm standing there laughing. Not very Christian of me, but it was funny. I stand there laughing. He come out, "What in the world? Where'd that truck come from?" I said, "That's my truck. I told you it was parked behind your car. But you didn't believe me." Poor old Don Caspers, man. I drove that guy nuts. See, I asked for that truck. I prayed for that truck, and I prayed specifically color, shape, everything about it. And that's what the Lord delivered. I didn't pray for that truck just to use on myself. I prayed for it to use in the ministry to glorify Him. See? Now, why do you need healing? So you can feel good and brag about it? Or so you can serve him? See, let's get our motives down. If you need healing just to feel good, well, that might be enough. Amen? It may be enough. But how much more if you pray for healing so that you can serve him better? You need the Holy Ghost? Why do you need the Holy Ghost? So you can stay in your closet and go la la la? Or so you can go out and minister the love of God and the power of God to others and learn more of God? What are your motives? You can receive here tonight if you want. It's up to you. I am not the healer. Jesus is the healer. That microphone, that speaker right there that's blasting in her poor ear, she'll probably ask for healing for her ears later. You may be hearing me through that speaker, but that speaker ain't me talking. When I minister, my prayer is only, Lord, you minister through me. You do it. And then when you go forth and minister, that should be your prayer. Amen. Amen. God is moving. I'm going to ask Steve, Robin, Philip.
Jesus is the adoring angel. Thank you.
Jesus is. Let me come and worship you.
Spirit moving in all of the God is moving by His
Everybody sing out.
God is moving by His Spirit, moving all of the earth. Signs and wonders follow His moving. Move, O Lord, in me. What a mighty God Jesus is. What a mighty God Jesus is. Heaven and earth adore Him. Angels bow down before Him. What a mighty God my Jesus is.
Give the Lord a cheer. Praise God. You all be seated. I'm going to turn it back over to the musicians here to play something. I know they're probably tired by now.
No.
But we don't care.
Even if I croak, I can still keep going.
Amen.
Huh?
All right. This has been a good evening. Every night's been a good evening. And tomorrow we're taking the day off for fellowship, for rest. Amen.
Amen.
No services at all tomorrow. Sunday morning, church at 11. Amen. All right. Tell somebody you love them in the name of Jesus.
Love you all in the name of Jesus. Love you in the name of Jesus. Be in the name of Jesus.
Go on. Sorry.
47. Yeah. I don't have it.
Okay, go ahead, Rick.
47.